Our next guest is one of those heroic people from Logan, Utah, who lifted that burning car off a young motorcyclist who was trapped underneath. If you haven't seen the video, it's at hereandnow.org. It's pretty amazing. And when we were setting up to talk, I asked Tom Timken, one of the rescuers, if he knew a friend of mine who's the letter carrier in Logan. Carol Lee.
Oh, no, Carol Lee Hamill?
Yeah.
I'm friends with her.
Well, there you go. Tell her I said hi.
We went to school together 40 years ago.
That underscores that Logan is a relatively small town, and people there, construction workers, a woman in a skirt and sandals, T-shirted kids from Utah State University, along with Tom, a produce market owner, gathered together to do a pretty big thing. All they saw was a motorcycle and a car in flames. It turns out 21-year-old Brandon Wright had deliberately laid down his motorcycle to avoid colliding with the incoming car, but when he skidded, he became trapped underneath the car. Now, Tom Timken didn't know that. He was on his way to grab lunch. He was one of the first to run to the car.
Well, I didn't know what happened other than there was huge flames going up in front of me, and I could see one vehicle, and the vehicle in front of the vehicle was engulfed in flames, and I just stopped and asked, "Is everyone's out, aren't they?" And they said, "No, a guy's under the car." And I said, "A guy's under the car?" Mm. You know, and then I got out, and some people said, "Yeah, he's dead." So I went over and looked under the car expecting to see someone burnt to a crisp, and he was breathing, and the car was sitting on top of him. Mm-hmm. So I went around and started lifting and say, let's get some help. Let's get the car up and get him out, because I interpreted the scene that the car is going to be totally burned to the ground in about 1 minute.
Well, you can see in the video there's a woman who lays down on her stomach and looks under and verifies someone's there. And then you're the one, you've got a blue shirt on, I think,
right. And
you have gloves on. I remember thinking when I saw the video.
Well, I put my gloves on when I went over there because cars are hot.
Yeah.
They're burning to the ground, and I didn't want to burn my hands up. I run a produce stand, so I thought I'd have some protection. So.
Well, and before you, singly, one at a time, some construction workers tried to move the car. They couldn't.
Yeah, we got three or four people, and I was yelling, we need more, and I was cursing, and finally about 11 people charged the vehicle, and we got it up and jerked them out. So.
Yeah. Another gentleman came and grabbed his foot and drags poor Brandon. Well, actually, lucky Brandon Wright out. He's,
yeah, I thought it was in vain because when we got him out, I took a quick look at him. I said, well, we shouldn't have even taken him out. I thought, I interpreted it as a bad skull fracture, but the guy is fine. He's talking on a phone, I guess.
Well, he's, you know, sort of fine. I mean, he's had rods put in his legs and he's broken quite a few things. But yes, you're right. He's very much with us. And
well, he's fine for considering.
Yeah.
If you'd seen that wreck, you couldn't come out of that one alive, pinned underneath a burning inferno, and oh my gosh.
What does this say? Do you think this speaks to Logan, or do you get the feeling that it's just something people would do?
Well, I think people would do it. I think they probably would have tried to get him out earlier, but they didn't. Everyone interpreted it as him being dead.
Well, you know, Tom, I'm thinking everybody has a fantasy that you're able to, you know, be Superman, save someone's life. What does that feel like to have done it?
Well, it feels better than most news stories.
Yeah, that's for sure. Tom Timken, one of a dozen or so Good Samaritans in Logan, Utah, who went to the rescue of a young man trapped under a burning car. Tom, you should have a good day.
All right.
Yeah. Take care.
Thanks.